Hi, this is Rachel Lindsay from the Buffalo News here in Pittsburgh, getting ready to watch the Buffalo Sabres face off against the Pittsburgh Penguins tonight at PPG Paints Arena. We are about 22 hours away from the NHL's trade deadline at 3 p.m. Eastern Friday. The Buffalo Sabres have tried to make deals. Those deals have fallen through. We've seen a lot of deals going on around the NHL. Many expected the Sabres to be buyers this time around. It's a very unique position for them to be in as they're in the playoff chase. They enter tonight's game in second place in the Atlantic Division. One of the things they're trying to do is strengthen their lineup. If they would have acquired Robert Thomas, it would have helped their strength at center and on faceoffs. Had they acquired Colton Parayko, they would have gotten a shot blocker, and they would have defensively strengthened their depth as well with a right-handed defenseman. However, the trade for Robert Thomas fell through with the St. Louis Blues. It was supposed to be Thomas for a set of high draft picks, futures. And then the deal for Colton Parayko was waived off after Parayko decided not to waive his no trade clause to come to Buffalo. Parayko is a longtime defenseman with the Blues. He started his career with the Blues. He really is well known around St. Louis, and it wasn't the right time for him, he felt, to leave. So this doesn't necessarily leave the Sabres in the lurch as far as their defense goes, but they're still in search of someone who could really fill in Connor Timmins' role as a shot blocker. Timmins broke his leg back in December against Philadelphia and hasn't been back in the lineup yet. He's just starting to skate again as well. Again, we still have about 22 hours before the trade deadline, 3 p.m. Eastern on Friday. We're going to wonder and anticipate to see if the Sabres will make any more moves, A, to strengthen key positions such as center and such as right-handed defensive, and B, to help the team make that push for the playoffs. Now, come on, 14 years ago, did you ever expect to be waiting 14 years for the Sabres to make that move and then be in this position? But at the same time, Bowen Byram said this afternoon, he says, it's kind of fun to watch this, to play your GM hat, put it on and see what's going to happen, and to know that these people are going to come in and help us make a push to the playoffs. Now it's just a matter of between now and 3 p.m. Friday, if the Sabres do make those deals. Thanks a lot. I'm Rachel Lindsay from the Buffalo News, covering the Sabres.